兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我想可能在两周前，我跟大家分享，我们应该有很为很多的事情来祷告。
It's about two weeks ago. I shared with you that we should be praying for several things.
我想如果你还记得的话，那就我们要继续的为这些事情来祷告。
If you still remember, let's continue to pray for these matters.
我想很快就要到这个中秋节了。
Very soon, we're approaching the Moon Festival.
我希望我们每一个弟兄姊妹祝福每个弟兄姊妹能够在有一个很好的这个过这个节日。
I wish you all have a blessed holiday.
中国人说每逢佳节倍思亲。
We Chinese say that whenever it's a festival, we remember our family.
我们希望我们也为这个在远在亚洲的不同地区的这些弟兄姊妹的我们的家人亲戚来祷告。
Let's also pray for our brothers, sisters, and families and relatives in the Asia region.
我想在开始讲道前跟弟兄姊妹特别一个分享的代祷。
Before I start preaching, let me share with you.
就是请弟兄姊妹为我来祷告。
That is to please pray for me.
我有两三四个礼拜以来吧，反正总是这差不多三四个礼拜以来，我一直感觉自己好像不在状态。
In the recent 3-4 weeks, I feel I'm not of myself.
然后这个下半年我们从九月份开始，我们教会因为都是很多都是人在这里读书的同学在我们中间，所以九月份开始好像我们教会是一个到了一个新阶段新学期要开始一样。
And starting in September, we have a new students coming in, and it's a new stage of our year.
所以我们有这个迎新的工作。
So we have newcomers welcoming.
我们有迎新的学生。
New students welcoming.
然后呢，我们有迎会。
We have the retreat.
然后我们很快又有感恩节。
And then we have the Thanksgiving.
我们感恩节还有受洗的聚会。
And we also have the baptismal service.
然后我们很快就到圣诞节。
And we'll be approaching Christmas.
然后当我们感觉差不多了，又是另外一年了。
As we are finishing it, it's a new year.
求神能够赐给我们，包括我也包括我们教会的同工，能够有力量。
May God give myself and also the co-workers
能够很好的状态来完成我们在今年下半年的我们的很多的事工。
That will be all in good shape and in good spirit as we finish the this year.
我们也为今天的讲道和听道来祷告。
Let's also pray for the preaching and the hearing of.
我们需要上帝的圣灵来帮助我们。
We need God's Spirit to help us.
无论讲或者听，
whether preaching or hearing,
我们都需要真理的圣灵把我们带到上帝的道里面。
We need the Spirit of truth to lead us in God's way.
把这些话能够非常非常有力的应用在我们的灵魂深处。
So these words become a powerful strength.
我们来祷告。
In our hearts. Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天是你所分别为圣的日子。
Today is sanctified by you.
是耶稣基督从死里复活的日子。
It's a resurrection of Jesus.
是你应许赐福给普天之下的人得福的日子。
It's a day that you promised that you will bless the world.
因此蒙恩的儿女们，我们来到你的面前。
As children of God, we come before you.
我们要来敬拜你。
We want to worship you.
我们要来颂扬你。
We want to praise you.
我们要安静在你的面前。
We want to be quiet in front.
我们要来聆听你的教导。
We want to hear your teaching.
你给我们生活在今天世界里面的旨意来向我们显明。
So that we can, your will be revealed among us.
就是要我们在每一天中怎么样透过你所给我们的智慧，让我们去面对。
That is every day through your will your wisdom revealed through us that we can live.
按照你的圣言所给我们的指引来行走我们的道路。
according to your word that we walk your way.
主，你自己的话是活泼有力量的。
Your word is living.
让我们在今天的聚会里面就感受到你的道如何在我们的生命中有力量。
And your word is active and living, so we can feel your power in your.
主，怜悯你自己的仆人。
Have mercy in your.
赐给他权柄和智慧。
Give him the wisdom and strength.
你使他有当传的话语。
So he can preach the right word.
你预备每一个人在你听到的人的心。
And prepare all hearing the words.
使我们能够从温柔的心把你的道能够栽种在我们的生命里面。
So I have a soft heart that you can plant seeds in our heart.
这就是你能够救我们灵魂的道。
The word that you can save our soul.
就是你能够使我们成圣的真理。
So we can be sanctified.
愿主来引领下面的时间。
May God guide the following time.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
诗篇十九篇是很出名的一首诗篇。
Psalm 19 is one of the famous songs.
C.S. Lewis 甚至认为这是所有的诗篇里边最伟大的一首诗。
And C.S. Lewis suggests that this is one of the most famous songs among all songs.
那我想大家也许还记得我讲到在诗篇里面有三篇是非常特别的。
As you remember that I mentioned that before, in Psalms, there are three Psalms that's very special.
一个呢就是第一篇。
First one is Psalm 1.
然后大家知道第二篇就是十九篇。
And the second one, as you know, is Psalm 19.
第三篇大家还记得吗？
Do you remember the third one?
No, 23. No, 119.
Number 119, Psalm 119.
第一篇。
First one?
十九篇。
19?
然后是一百十九篇。
And then 119.
这个数字有什么关系呢？
What's the relationship among the numbers?
为什么是119119?
Why is it 119 and 119?
我在中国的时候，我说这是火警的号码呀。
In China, I said this is an emergency.
意思就是救命用的。
To call for help.
但是在诗篇的这三篇里面呢？
Among all the songs.
它有一个共同点。
There's a common thread.
就是一篇十九篇一百十九篇他们所谈论的重点都是类似的。
Because the common thread is that the point, the principal points are similar.
那个重点大家还记得是什么吗？
Remember the focus? The main point?
都没有人记住啊。
Remember?
这么容易记都记不住那就很
It should be very easy to remember.
这是很容易记的啊。都是关于律法。
It's all related to the law.
我们重复一次好吧。
Let's repeat.
一十九一一九一二三。一。
One.
一十九一一九或者一一九一一九，这很容易记得。然后这三篇都是跟律法有关系。
It's all related to the law.
应该说他们主要的表达主要讨论的描述的都是关于律法。
Their primary focus, the primary point of discussion is regarding the law.
那么在十九篇里面
，and in Psalm 19,
他呢这个开头给我们一个很壮丽的一个排比句。
In the beginning, there's a very strong and vast declaration.
而呢，这个很多中国基督徒喜欢把第一节呢当成对联贴在自己的门上。
And many Chinese Christians they like to write this out as the two scrolls to hang on the door.
但其实呢，这句话跟中国的对联是不一样的。
But in fact, this is different than the Chinese.
因为我们对联讲究呢对应，但是它的意思不能够相同。
In Chinese, that the opposite, the two double scrolls, they have the opposite meaning.
比方说，这边是一，那边就要十。
On one side is one, the other side should be ten.
或者是这边是百，反正总之数字要对数字。
they should be similar but opposite in meaning.
但是它讲究这个对应很工整。
But it needs to be symmetrical but very strict.
但是呢，这个的 skillful 就非常的很有技巧，对。然后在但是在这个第一节呢，在希伯来诗歌的风格里面，它的意思是一样的，就是它是一件事情说两用两句诗歌来表达。
However, the verse one is the same thing described twice.
这个诗歌一开头是从整个穹苍宇宙开始。
It started with the heavens and the sky.
那有一个很著名的旧约学者说，他说这首诗歌就像贝多芬的音乐歌德的诗歌一样。
One famous Bible scholar said this is like the Beethoven's symphony or the Goethe's poem.
然后他把这种最美丽的艺术形式和最深奥的或者说最深邃的这样的思想结合在一起。
It combines the most beautiful art form with the most deep thought of theology.
但是虽然他是旧约专家，我还是要说这首诗歌他甚至超过了贝多芬和歌德的很多作品。
Even though he was a famous Old Testament scholar, but I will say it's this verse is even exceeding Beethoven's and Goethe's artwork.
在这首诗歌里面
，in this poem,
我们可以很容易看到一个结构，就是上帝透过两个不同范围的不同的事情来向或者说这不同的事物来向我们说话。
That God through two different things that declare and say something to us.
所以诗不真说上帝在这个世界里面赐给我们两本书。
That's why Spurgeon said that God gave us two things.
一本呢叫造化。
Two books. One is the nature.
一本呢叫圣经。
The other one is
Holy Scripture. 所以上帝透过万物来向我们说话。
So God through His creation speak to us.
上帝也透过圣经来向我们说话。
And he also speak to us through the scripture.
我在写讲章的时候，本来想题目就叫神给我们的两本书。
And when I was writing the outline of the scripture, the sermon, I was thinking about the title being the two books that God gave us.
但是呢，我在想呢，这个怕引起一个误解，好像我们只要什么去研究科学，或者是我们只要看圣经，其他书就不用看了。
But then I thought maybe misunderstood if we all we need is the book about scientific or the Bible.
但这的确是上帝啊给我们信息的两个很重要的渠道。
But indeed, these are the two very important channels that God revealed Himself to us.
那么在上帝透过被造的万物向我们说话。
And for one, on one hand, God. Through His creation, talk to us.
上帝透过圣经对我们说话。
And He also through Scripture talk to us.
这两个告诉我们。
These two things tell us.
我们作为被造的人。
As a creation.
我们作为上帝的儿女。
To be His children.
我们作为基督徒。
To be a Christian.
那我们就要用两种方式去聆听。
We need to use these two ways to hear.
那一种呢，就是。去沉思
one is to meditate,
就是去默想
to think about.
那么另外一种呢，就是去阅读
the other is to read.
这可能一种默想和阅读，可能是在我们基督徒属灵生命里面最重要的两件事情
To meditate and to read, it's probably the most important devotional life of a Christian.
但是也许有的人认为祷告才是最重要的。
Some may think that prayer is the most important.
但是我要说一个不听上帝信息的人他的祷告也几乎是没有价值的。
But let me say that if the person that doesn't listen or to hear God's word, his prayer will not be heard.
我们worthless, 就是没有,
worthless,
没有意义的。对。那么在我们的这个方基督徒，我们在不要忘记一个次序。
To be a Christian, let's not forget the order.
就是中国的古话说，知其先后，则近道矣。
In Chinese, you have to, like saying you have to know the order, so you know the truth.
什么是 first? 什么是 second?
What is the first and what is the second?
那么在我们的基督徒生活里面，你首先要学习聆听上帝的信息。
To be a Christian, we need to first learn how to listen to God's revelation.
然后我们回应上帝。
And then how to respond.
而我们今天不听上帝。
If we don't listen to God,
而强调祷告最重要
and we emphasize a prayer,
这是一种属灵上的扭曲，次序的扭曲。
This is a twist or the misunderstood.
说白一点的意思就是说，上帝啊，那我不要听你的，但你听我的就好了。
It's like to say that God, you don't have to tell me, you just listen to me.
我们的祷告是从默想和这个对上帝的道的聆听而来的。
Our prayer should start with listening and meditate and to God.
但是我们同时看到不幸的事情是什么？是对今天大多数的基督徒而言，我们丧失了这两种最重要的事情。
Unfortunately, for most Christians, we lost both in this respect.
我们现在已经不太懂得和习惯了有一个默想的生活。
We don't have a habit of to have a meditation in our devotion.
而我们今天的阅读也面临严重的挑战。
And also we're greatly challenged by reading scripture.
我们现在无论从中国，无论是美国，还是哪一个国家，但是只有一个国家比较例外的，就是以色列。
Whether it's China or U.S., there's no exception.Except for one nation, that's Israel.
就是那个读书读的书的这个量啊，比较没有什么减少。
That is the quantity of their reading material has not reduced.
有一个人从以色列人旅游回来，他看到以色列的当地的报一个什么反正总是一个数据，我不知道他哪里看过来。他说以色列人每一个人每年平均的阅读书是55册。
One person came back from Israel and had this statistics that on average, every person in Israel read 55 books a year.
这是什么概念？
What is this concept of?
就是等于是不管老人小孩包括在内的每周看超过一本书多一点。
That's on average, every person, whether it's old or young, they read one book per week.
而在中国呢
？And what about in China？
啊，这个就很惨。
It's a rather sad.
包括我们很多人读的考试书啊，什么发财梦的书，还有什么职场的书啊，还有什么心灵鸡汤，这些全部包括在内啊，一个人不到五本书。
Including everything, whether it's for business or for recreation, on average, every person read 5 books.
不过呢，大家也不用太悲观了。中国因为有接近10亿啊，是人是基本不怎么读书的。
But you don't have to be too pessimistic because in China there are 10 billion.
所以看起来中国要读书的那一波人还读的还是蛮多书的。
So for some who focus on reading, they read quite a bit.
所以我们要知道做基督徒。的默想和阅读是我们聆听上帝的信息两种很重要的方式。
So we know that meditating and reading the scripture is a very important way of hearing God.
无论是现实还是研究数据都告诉我们，但是今天的基督徒正在失去这两样艺术。
Whether it's as a fact or as the analysis that it tells us that We're losing these two.
求神能够借着这首诗歌来唤醒我们。
May God remind us through this song.
这首诗歌呢，很容易分成三个部分。
This song can be divided into three parts.
第一部分呢是第一节到第六节。
First part is verse 1 through 6.
是作者从空间、时间，尤其到太阳，来透过这些来告诉我们神给我们的信息。
It is the author through space and time and the sun to tell us a message.
那具体的来讲，就是 无声的言说，那上帝透过这些不会说话的这些的物体来告诉我们信息。
In summary, it's God through these silent matters that to reveal His message.
而第二部分就讲到呢，这些无声的信息是不足够的。
And the second part indicates that these silent messages are not enough.
所以第七节说，耶和华的律法全备。
And therefore, verse 7 it says the law of the Lord is perfect.
就是完全的，是完美的。
That means it is perfect.
那意思就是在前面的这些信息很重要，很有价值，但是它不完备。
That means the verse 1 through 6 is very important, but it's not complete.
上帝有进一步的启示。
There's additional revelation.
就是透过人类的语言，把他的道交付给我们。
That is through a human language, he taught us his command.
所以七节到十二节都是讲这个。
That's why verse 7 through 12, that is about the law.
然后呢，在十三节到十四节里面。
And then verse 13 and 14.
是一个祷告。
It's a prayer.
就是在这种律法的光照之下。
It's under the light of the law.
所以这个大卫在十三节有一个反省。
That's why in verse 13, David has a response. Reflects.
那么在十三、十四节就是有一个祷告。
And there's a prayer.
这个祷告就是我们在律法之下都被定罪。
That is, we are all condemned under the law.
我们需要上帝的赦免。
We need God's forgiveness.
我们需要上帝的救恩。
We need God's salvation.
所以在这个祷告里面。
That's why in the prayer.
祷告就把我们引向那个律法里面很重要的功用。
Directed us to the important function of the law.
指引我们去认识耶稣基督的救恩。
That is to direct us to recognize God's salvation.
所以保罗说律法是师父。
And that's why Paul said the law is a teacher.
是要把我们引向基督。
That to direct us, to guide us to Jesus.
所以当我们读上帝的话语。
So when we read God's word.
当我们去了解神的律法。
When we try to understand the law.
我们就会感受到在律法里面我们就会有不安。
We'll feel uncomfortable inside of.
所以大卫说谁能知道自己的过错呢？
That's why David said, who does not understand their own errors?
或者说谁没有罪呢？
Who is sinless?
所以在上帝的律法里面。
That's why under God's law.
迫使我们要去仰望基督的救赎。
It forces us to look up to Jesus' salvation.
我们只有在耶稣基督的救恩里面。
And only in Jesus'
我们才能够从律法的定罪里面得到自由。
We're freed from the bondage of the condemnation.
所以这是呢，这首诗很容易的看出来的一个结构。
So we can easily understand the structure of the song.
那我们要来，但是我今天我们会来看这个第一到第四节的上半节部分。
Today we're going to focus on the first part, which is verse 1 through verse 4.
那么在这个一到六节里面，大卫特别突出的一个是太阳。
And verse 1 through 6, David focused on the sun.
但是呢，他在后面我们会去详细解释呢，这个为什么有这么多的篇幅描述到太阳。
We'll continue to discuss why there are so many mentions of the sun.
这个太空对人啊，一直都是有吸引力的。
The space in general has a great attraction.Human.
那在古代的这个社会呢
？In the ancient world,
人常常被这个太空、这个星空吸引。
People are attracted to the space.
然后开始产生各种各样的神明的崇拜。
And then all kinds of divine worshiping come about.
在这个巴勒斯坦的那个地方呢，太阳神和月亮神是两个最流行的神明之一。这两个是主要的最流行的神明。
The sun god and the moon god are so popular in the Palestinian area.
还有对众星的崇拜。
And also worshiping of the stars.
在现代人呢，我们可能对于太空的兴趣，主要是这种对这个天文学的研究。
today our interest in space is probably due to the astronomy, the study of the stars.
但是我们也不要忘记掉。
But let's not forget.
即使是现代人。
Even for to,
我们
people today.
也有对很多的这些东西引起的迷信，就是像星座。
We have many what do you call that? A blind faith toward the star worshiping.
我很惊讶的一点就是，今天很多在中国很多城市的基督徒，他们这种对星座非常迷恋。
I was amazed in China that in big city that many people are fascinated by the star and constellations.
这是很让人吃惊的。
This is very amazing.
大卫告诉我们，这些天空所出现的、上帝所创造的这些光体，它给我们是什么信息？
And what does David told us through the psalm? What kind of message is the creation stars?
无论是古代的这种宗教对这种星座的迷信
whether it's the myths in the ancient times,
或者是现代人对这种认为万物是一种偶然的、是一种机械、没有意义的这样的认知。
Or whether nowadays people think that it's all by chance or mechanical the stars exist.
这是全部都错失了上帝在创造中给我们的信息。
They all miss the point that the message that God tells us.
所以基督徒应该跟古代的宗教的这些看法和现代的这些科学家的看法是不一样的。
So, A Christian point of view should be different than the ancient point of view.
我们不仅仅是一种观点。
So it's not only a point of view.
我们还有一种情怀。
And we also have a feeling.
就是让我们去看到上帝的这些创造的奇妙的时候呢，让我们会什么生出那种赞叹、敬畏和欣赏。
We have this feeling when we look at God's creation, we stand in awe and in reverence.
在很多在这个我不晓得台湾香港的这个中小学或者是教育的情况，大陆呢常常把这个哥白尼呢当成一个是跟的这个教会是代表迷信的，哥白尼是代表这个科学的这样的这的两种的形态。
In China, I don't know about in Taiwan or Hong Kong. People think that Copernicus and the church are two different different point of view, and the church is superstitious,
yeah.
superstitious, yeah. And while the Copernicus is more scientific.
我不讲这个其中的很多的复杂的这个政治关系。那我那我主要讲呢，就是哥白尼的书里面他自己是怎么讲的。
And let me tell you what.In Copernicus' book, himself, how to describe the how he described the universe.
我曾经买过他的一本文集。
I bought one of his books.
那本文集主要是因为呢，我在书店看了他第一章以后呢，很好看。那虽然我不懂天文学，但很好看，
although、
所以我就买了。
I bought the book, although I don't understand the astronomy.
但到现在为止，我读的也就是那一章。
I read only the first chapter.
因为后来就全部看不懂了。
Beyond that, I understand.
那一章他讲什么呢
？In the first chapter, what
他讲研究天文学的目的。
And he said his purpose of studying the astronomy.
那本书他说，如果世界上面有一种学问能够使人变得高尚，他说那一定就是天文学。
And he said, if there's something, anything that in this world, after you studying that, you become more higher class or a better person, that is the astronomy.
这一句话，亨德后来的亨德音乐家也讲过。
And also the musician.
Friedrich Handel. 他说我的音乐不是要 make you happy， 不是要让你快乐。
It's not to make you happy。
但是呢，他的音乐要 make your life change， 让你的这个生命产生变化。
His music wants to challenge your life。
然后呢，他那challenge change， 改变，对
，change your life。
那么在在这个哥白尼他说这个天文学，当我们研究越研究天文学的时候，就会发现上帝创造了一种伟大和智慧。
And Copernicus also said that as we study more about the universe, we feel more awesome or in reverence to God.
然后呢，它会使人学习什么？更加去寻求上帝。
So that will lead people to search for God.
你们知道，当这个美国的这个那个卫星到达这个月球
，as you know, as the lunar probe,
那个火箭到达月球
landed on the moon,
他们看到了这个景象。
The astronauts they saw the scene.
有一个叫欧文的这个科学家
，the one scientist called Owen,
他在那个里面心里面想到的就是那首瑞典民歌。
He thought about the Swedish,
Sweden, yeah. 那个瑞典那首民歌是我们非常非常喜欢唱的，是什么？你真伟大。
How great thou art.
那所以就是那首主啊，我神，当我观看，就是那一首诗歌。
That's the hymn that we.
所以他看到这种太空的奇妙。
So he saw the majestic.And magnificent, how magnificent the universe is.
他就产生那种极大的敬畏之情。
He has a great feeling about God's creation.
当他回到这个地球的时候
，As he returned to the earth,
他说他就宣布自己从此以后要开始做传道人。
And he declared himself that he will become a preacher.
因为他看到他。有机会在登上月球看到这种太空的奇妙。
Because he had the opportunity to land on the
moon. 他说上帝实在是太伟大了。
And saw the creation of God.
所以这个大卫他同样透过观看这个星空。
So also David, through observing the universe.
他透过思想上帝的创造。
Through meditation.Meditating on God's creation,
他听到很多的信息。
He heard many messages.
所以这个大卫一开始说，诸天述说神的荣耀。
So in the beginning, he said the heavens declares the glory of God.
什么叫做诸天？
What does mean by heavens?
就是用复数的。
It's a plural.
就是意思是呢，好像很多天似的。
It's like there are many heavens.
在古代的犹太。
In the ancient Hebrew,
他们并没有认为这个像我们现代或现代科学知道所谓有多少的这个星球以及什么这个银河系之类的。
They don't know about the stars and the Milky Way like today.
他这个描述不是一种科学。
His description is not scientific.
而是一种文学。
It's a literature.
他的意思是这个诸天用复数的意思表达这个天很大。啊，这个天很浩瀚。
The usage of the plural heavens, meaning the heaven is so vast and so immense.
所以，当希伯来人要表达一个东西很崇高、难以形容的时候，就用复数的形式。
That's why the Hebrews, when they describe something as very high and immense, they use plural.
当他们表达那种上帝的大能的时候呢？就用了复数好像但是不是多神论而是描述上帝的大能。
And when they describe the power of God, they use a plural.
就是创世纪第一章第一节用的那个神的名字起初神创造天地的那个神就是 Elohim, 的英文看不出来。
Elohim in the Genesis, chapter 1 and 1 is a plural.
那所以呢他用复数要表达。这个它的浩瀚、伟大的超越性。
And the plural is to describe the greatness and the vastness.
那大卫看到这种星空的浩瀚。
And so David saw the greatness of the.
他说这是一种信息。
And he said this is a message.
所以他说述说神的荣耀。
And he said declare.The glory of God.
荣耀这个词呢，对我们今天的语境来讲，跟古代的用法差距实在太远。
The usage of glory it's very different today than the ancient times.
这个在希腊文里面的翻译里面，这个荣耀，希腊文叫 doxa， 意思就是一种观点，一种信息。
In Greek, the glory is
a message.
It's a message.
就是一种解释。
It's a explanation interpretation.
所以耶稣基督来的是什么？是显明上帝的荣光。
So when Jesus come, he revealed God's glory.
所以在约翰福音第一章十八节里面说，那个独生子，这个耶稣神怀中的独生子来什么？表明上帝的荣耀。
So in John chapter 1, verse 18, it said, the Son,
那个表明就是解释。
Reveal God's glory.
那个表明就是解释的意思。
To interpret.
那这个字就是圣经解释的这个字，解释学的来源。
That's the source of the interpretation.
那么我们想耶稣怎么来解释神的荣耀？
Let's think about how Jesus interpreted God's glory.
意思就是他把关于上帝的事情告诉我们。
That is, he told us.The things regarding God.
所以耶稣来到是带来什么呢？带来恩典与真理。
That's why Jesus came. He brought grace and the truth.
上帝荣耀的显明。
That is a declaration of God's glory.
所以这个诸天他把神的事情来告诉我们。
So the heavens declare the glory of God.
下面这一句的意思是一模一样的。
And the second part of this verse is the same.
是穹苍传扬他的手段。
The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
所以意思就是，神大卫观看这个天象，他听到了神的信息。
So as David observed the constellations, he heard God's message.
使他产生那种对上帝的敬畏之情。
And he's inside of his heart, he has.Has this a feeling?
做基督徒常常学习做的一件事情就是要仰望星空。
As a Christian, well, we need to look up to the sky often.
所以中秋节到了，看月亮是个机会。
So it's an opportunity for us to observe the moon and moon festival.
但是不要看出来只有月饼。
Don't just look for the moon cake.
也不是看出来嫦娥啊，那些神话故事。那我们要透过上帝的创造来听到上帝的信息。
It is through God's creation we can hear the message from God.
所以康德说一句话。
That's why Kant say this.
他说呢，两样事情让我越来越敬畏，一个就是头顶的星空。
And two things make me standing awe. That is, first thing is the constellation on above me.
温家宝还因此写了一首诗《仰望星空》。
Premier Wen also wrote a poem regarding sky.
可惜他什么也没有弄懂。
However, he didn't understand the whole thing.
所以我们做基督徒要常常去观察，去观看上帝创造的穹苍。
That's why as Christians we need to observe God's creation more.
施布真还讲了一个特别好笑的事情，好有趣的事情。他说，为什么上帝把人造成直立行走呢？主要就是看天比较方便。
Spurgeon also said something interesting that said, how come men are upright and walking? It is because we can easily that way we can easily observe the sky.
当你看这个天空
，when you observe the heavens,
你听到了什么
？What do you hear？
你听到了神对你说什么
？What did you hear from God？
我今天很多人可能很多人这个什么灵恩派说，你看着出神的时候就听到了什么 ？No， 是透过你的默想而产生的。
It is not like the Christian charismatic sect. They say the you hear physically hear something.
所以这个保罗说，借着所造之物。
That's why Paul said, through God's creation,
叫人知道上帝的永能和神性。
So we know God's internal divinity and his eternal power.
但是在那里呢，中文圣经没有翻出希腊文的一个字。
But there, the Chinese translation didn't translate the Greek.
就是透过人透过思想 上帝的创造，一直还要加上人的思想。
We need to include through people's man's meditation, the thinking.
所以只有透过思想，借着这个创造之物对创造之物的默想，人就能够去感知上帝的存在。
That is through the meditation and through the meditation of the God's creation.
不是一般的，一般的，是上帝的大能和智慧。
It's God's power and wisdom.
看起来我要很快的解释第二节。那么在第二节呢，是从这个空间转到了这个时间。
And the second verse, turn from the space into time.
那他说这日以那日发出言语。
And it says day after day, they pour
这夜到那夜传出知识。
Night after night, they display knowledge.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
上帝透过时间无时不刻的在对我们说话。
That is through time, he always talks to us.
但人对时间的默想。
And the meditation of man of time.
你就会得到再从上帝透过时间所要给我们的智慧。
And you can obtain the wisdom through meditation.
在诗篇第九十篇里面
，In Psalm 90,
摩西说什么
？Moses said,
说求你赐给我智慧的心，好叫我什么？指教我可以什么去数算我的年日
？May you give me the wisdom so I can count my years.
所以透过这个时间，让我们可以去了解神对我们的心意。
So through time, we know.God's will to us.
所以四部真同样说，他说，当我们记得岁月如梭。
And Spurgeon also said this, as we understand how time flies.
那么我们就会得到智慧。
And then we have the wisdom.
来改变对这些俗世事物的看法。
And we can change our perspective, through the secular.
我们知道所有都是暂时的。
We know everything is temporal.
所有的东西都会流逝。
Everything will pass.
什么东西是永远长存的？
What is permanent?
所以世上和世上一切的都会过去。
And everything in this world will pass away.
唯有遵行上帝的旨意，必永远长存。
Only those who obey God's law will exist.
所以白天和黑夜。
That's why day and night
都要提醒我们
is to remind us
什么是暂时的，什么是永恒的。
What is temporal, what is permanent?
师父真有更加好的说法。
And Spurgeon also said this.
他说时间催促我们知道，白天催促我们去为神工作。
And day urges us to work for God.
因为耶稣说呢，你趁着白日要做你所做的工。
And Jesus also said that, During day, you have to.
他说，黑夜邀请我们去进入神里面的安息。
And night, the night invite us to have rest in God.
他说，这个白天让我们学习去仰望那个无尽的白昼。
And during day, we need to look up the eternal,
endless day, 就是
endless day.
没有结束的那个白昼，就是启示录里面讲到再没有黑暗的，永远都在光明里面的那个情境。
And that is in the revelation that the day will last forever.
他说这个黑夜警告我们那个永不消失的黑暗。
And the night also warns us about the eternal darkness.
那意思就是在启示录里面描述在地狱里面的那一种没有光明的活在黑暗里面的痛苦。
That's also the suffering and pain in the hell that describes the revelation.
就是警告我们去逃避那个永恒的黑暗。
That's something we want to avoid.
不过我告诉大家，这些的黑暗光明都是象征啊，大家不要想起来我们永远都像活在阿拉斯加一样没有黑夜啊。
But let me remind you that the day and night are symbolic.
所以这个阿拉斯加最好表明什么是天堂和地狱的地方，对吧
？You're not going to stay in Alaska.
因为他们一年半年光明，半年黑暗。
The half of the year is day.
我为什么这样讲呢？免得你们误解。你们说这个地狱，圣经里面讲地狱里面是有火烧起来的。
Because I don't want you to misunderstand the in hell there's Fire.
那为什么火烧起来又变成黑暗呢？
How come there's fire but it's all darkness?
这不是很矛盾吗？
paradox.
我见过一个中国农村天才传道人，他说因为烧的是黑火。
And I heard one preacher said the fire was
the black
fire.
Who knows? 那我们知道这个白日跟黑夜。
So we know the day and the night.
透过这个时间，上帝透过时间来告诉我们。
Through the concept of time, God revealed Himself.
我们如何度日
？How do we live our life？
去生活在每一天里面生活。那所以在大卫对空间的默想，对时间的默想。
So through the meditation about the space and the time.
他这是没有声音的。
And it's all silent.
但是呢，他却传遍天下。
However, it was known by the whole world.
但是我们看到这是一种要必须要很安静的方式，你才能够听得到。
We know that we need to be very quiet in order to.
你要去很用心的、安静的去思想空间和时间。
We need to be quiet and to meditate in order to understand the space.
但是我不希望因此仅仅你变成了一个物理学家。
And I don't want you to be a physicist.
而是变成了一个诗人。
And actually become a
而是变成了一个神学家
become a theologian,
而是变成了一个对生命充满智慧的人
and you become a wise person,
是要透过这种安静的对空间和时间的默想
it is through a quiet meditation of the space,
但我们今天的世界太过于嘈杂
however our world today is too noisy
甚至呢 我知道有一种人他是就是没有声音的时候，他就开始情绪不安宁。
I know certain people when they are totally quiet, they have this anxiety.
突然有一段时间比较空的时候，他没事情干的时候，他就要抓狂。
When they have nothing to do, they go crazy.
神愿神来安静我们的心。
May God quiet us.
我们有常常有这样非常好的默想。
We have this good.Time of meditation,
对被造之物的默想
and to meditate on the creation.
你们知道，在今天在法国发起一个音乐叫做 Tizing, 就是一种聚会方式。
Today in France, there's a kind of a Tizing gathering.
这个 Tizing 呢，它就是要唱一些最古老简单的歌，即使是现代的歌呢，也要把它编成。非常接近古老的那种风格。
That is to sing a very simple and old-fashioned.
然后大家不说一句话。
And they don't say anything.
大家唱完歌以后就坐在那里静默。
After the singing, they just sit there.
非常流行。
Very popular.
全世界各地的人赶到那个地方去。
People around the world will gather in France.
但是你们知道吗？这些人千方百计赶到那里去参加一次这样的聚会，感受一下，那就跟这个胎子的精神相去甚远。
Do you know that when all people around the world they rush？
今天很多美国的教会，这个人少掉，就没有办法。结果他们就打出广告，我们有胎子这样的聚会。
And many churches in U.S. they advertise that they have this.
我们这后面这条街的这个 state 旁边的这个教会就有每两周一次。他们有一个广告牌在那里。
On State Street, there is a church that they advertise there twice a week. They have this tithing gathering.
要回归到那种最安静的方式。
That's to return to the most basic.
但这些都是一种试图去唤醒人，要回归到很安静的去思想上帝作为的这样一个努力。
These are all attempts that we make effort to go back to the basic.
你们还记得我跟大家介绍过一首音乐叫做四分三十三秒吗？
Do you remember that I mentioned a music called Four Minutes and 33 Seconds?
就是当人当这些乐队打开乐谱。
That is when the musicians.
它有钢琴版跟乐队版哈。
There is a piano version and also a orchestra version.
所以这个指挥一切都 ready.
So when they open the music and the director, when everything's ready.
然后就进入到他的这个乐章里面。
And entered into the music.
然后大家什么也没做，什么也没动，然后坚持两分半左右呢，换一个乐章。
And then they do nothing, being silent for two and some minutes.
你们不要以为这些是玩笑，伦敦啊交响乐团都演这种曲子。
And this is not to joke around, but London Symphony.
这些世界最顶级的交响乐团竟然要演这种曲子，一点声音也没有的。
And they all perform this kind of music, which is totally silent.
你说西方人不懂，咱们中国人还不懂吗？这不就玩禅宗的把戏吗？
And the Westerner, they don't understand we Chinese certainly are.
叫什么？一切尽在不言中。
And everything is in the
叫此时无声什么？胜有声。
And the total silence is better than some voice.
在中国人还有更玄妙的说法，叫什么？读书啊，要怎么读啊？要从无字处读书。
And Chinese, we know that to read, people say you start with nothing written.
其实这些都来换告诉我们，我们不要被那些杂七杂八的信息破坏了我们的应该有的默想生活。
These are all to remind us. Let's not pay attention to the noise around us. We need to focus.
这个作曲家希望透过这种没有声音的音乐，让人能够听见你自己心灵的音乐，听见宇宙的音乐。
The composer that composes total silence is that through the silence.That you meditate and hear your own inner voice.
所以大卫说没有任何的言语。
So David said here, there's no word.
没有任何的声音。
No speech, no language.
但又说呢，他的声音这个带量带，其实这个更好的圣经版本应该是声音。他的声音又传遍了天下，他的言语又传遍了地极。
However, the voice goes out onto all the earth. The words.To the ends of the world.
就是我们在这种安静里面去听见上帝对我们说的话。
That is through the total quietness we can hear God's voice.
所以在中国的古典典籍里面有一个很好的一个对话。
And in the Chinese classic literature.
有一个学生问曾子。
And the student asked 曾子。
他说这个天到底是怎么样的？
What does the sky, the heaven looks like?
那天意是什么呢？
What is the will of the heaven?
Will of God, 就是上帝，天在英文里
面翻译上。Will of God.
那所以在那他的那个天到底要给我们的这要对我们为什么不对我们说话？他说为什么天不对我们说话
？How come God doesn't speak to us?
然后这个曾子就说回答说天何言哉？
And 曾子 replied that
天还要说什么呢
？And God does not need to say anything.
他说四时行焉，万物生焉。
And he said the four seasons and all creation tells us.
所以当看到这种时间的流转，万物的生长，他说这个天的给我们的信息不是很明显吗
？So as they曾子 said as we see the four seasons going around and also the births taking place everywhere creations
基督徒要学习去观看神的创造万物
and so as Christians we need to learn how to observe God's creation
美国是一个很喜欢旅游的这样的一种文化的国家很多旅游文化的国家
in US we like to travel a lot
但是你在旅游里面你到底要看什么
But what do you observe in your traveling?
我们做基督徒，我们的旅游就是一种灵修。
And for Christians, our traveling is to.
我们透过观看神的造物，我们听到一种信息。
Through observing God's creation, we hear the voice.
那我们在观看宇宙，到底能够带给我们什么样的一种生命的造就
？As we observe the universe, We understand what's God.
第一个就是让人认识自己的渺小。
And first is to recognize.
所以诗篇第八篇的作者说，当他看上帝所创造的这个宇宙星宿啊。
When man look at God's creation, the stars and the sky.
那么他说人算什么？
What is the man?
当约伯充满怨气的要跟上帝辩论。
When Job wants to argue with God,
但上帝把这个天象指给他看，把整个宇宙创造的奥秘告诉他的时候，约伯说：“我就什么闭口不言。”
And but when God appoint the universe, His creation to him, he said silent.
当我们去默想上帝所创造的宇宙，让我们会常怀谦卑，知道自己不过是灰尘。
So we will be, we will humble ourselves and recognize that we are only dust when we look at God's creation.
第二个是让我们能够学习神对神的信靠。
And the second point is to, we learn how to trust in the Lord.
上帝管理整个宇宙。
God governs the whole universe.
他没有错误。
And there's no mistake.
万物都能够非常好的在运转。
The universe operates accordingly.
他没有一个是他遗漏掉的。
And that, no one is,
这告诉我们在任何情况下神都看顾我们。
That tells us that in every occasion God cares for us.
第三个就是透过万物来告诉我们神定了审判的日子。
And the third point is that, through observing God's creation, God has ordained the day of judgment.
所有人都不能够逃避。
And no one can avoid judgment.
所以保罗在罗马书第十章十八节里面讲到上帝的声音大家都听见了。
And that's why Paul said in Romans 10, verse 18,
没有人有借口说没有神没有给他信息去了解他。
That everyone heard God's voice and there's no excuse.
所以保罗在罗马书第一章里面讲到对人的定罪的时候，就讲到上帝透过创造之物叫人无可推诿。
And that's why in Romans 1, 18, and that Paul said that through God's creation, there's no excuse.
我们透过观看神所创造的万物，无论是空间还是时间。
So whether it's space or time, as we observe.God's creation.
我们就能够得着智慧，应该怎么样度我们的年日。
We have the wisdom, how do we live our lives.
这也是我们圣餐礼拜所要默想的部分。
And this is also our meditation for the communion.
因为耶稣告诉我们，他的血为我们立成新约。
And Jesus told us that his blood become our, the new covenant.
这是一种纪念。
This is ain remembrance of it.
但这是一种盼望。
It's also a hope.
他说，直到在父的国里面喝新的日子。
Until we drink again in God's new world.
所以我们就需要在时间里面，我们来思想。
So let's meditate in time.
我们每一次圣餐礼拜都想起我们是活在末世的人。
And as we come, we know we're living in the end time.
我们去盼望一个新的国度。
We hope for the new kingdom.
我们透过圣餐的方式来表达我们对最终的神荣耀的盼望。
We, through communion, we express our hope for the new, new glory.
因此使我们懂得在有限的一生里面怎么样去爱我们的主。
So we know in our limited life,how do we love our Lord?
怎么样能够把他所交付给我们的使命去完成？
So how we can accomplish our his mission?
怎么样叫我们的一生能够使他从我们的身上得到荣耀？
So we can he can be glorified through us. Let's pray.
主，我们感谢
你。Lord, we thank you.
你的话总是在唤醒我们。
Your word remind us.
我们要透过随时随在的方式，随来来聆听你的信息。
We need to be aware at any time, any place, your message.
使我们能够在今生，我们知道怎么样按你的心意来生活。
So we can live our life according to your will.
主，我们在你的面前，要你的信心来领受你的身体和宝血。
Through faith, in front of you, we receive your body and blood.
主，能够透过这个仪式，透过我们的这样一种传递和分享来激励我们。
Through this sacrament, you remind us and encourage us.
让我们知道我们是活得有盼望的。
So we live with a hope.
就是在你新的国度里。
That is in your new kingdom.
我们也知道我们的今生是短暂的。
I know.We know that our lives are short.
也让我们知道这个世界是为过去。
And this world will pass.
使我们持定那永恒的福分。
So we can hold on to the eternal hope.
主，你预备我们的心。
May you prepare our hearts.
求你自己也特别来赦免我们的过分。
May you forgive our sins.
主，在你的律法面前，谁能够不被定罪？
Under your law, no one can avoid condemnation.
主，如果你纠察罪孽，谁又能够逃避？谁又能够承受得起？
No one can escape. No one can.
然而，你透过耶稣基督的死来救赎了我们。
It is through Jesus' death on the cross that you saved us.
来免除我们律法的咒诅。
Remove the condemnation.
使我们可以坦然无惧面对您的最后的审判。
So we can face the eternal judgment.
因此，当我们这样来举行圣餐礼拜的时候，让我们来思念耶稣基督伟大的救恩。
So as we come for the communion, let's remember how great your salvation is.
来激励我们，这基督既然为我们而死，我们就应当为他而活。
So as Jesus died for us, we should live for him.
主，你透过这个仪式来赐福每一个在座的人。
Through this sacrament, you bless everyone.
尤其是赐福每一个来领受你的身体和宝血的人。
Especially those who receive your body and body and blood. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give thanks for the bread. At the very night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, break it. He said, this is my body, share among you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, Amen. After you receive, please prepare yourself quietly. If you are not baptized, please refrain from taking it. In the library, if you are receiving, please come forward. We all stand through faith and with a thanksgiving heart. Let's all receive together. Let's give thanks for the cup. After the meal, Jesus took the cup and said, This is my blood shed for you. It's a new covenant. Share among you in remembrance of me. Amen. Please be seated.
起这何必，我纪念你，亲爱耶稣，十字架上你换回我生命，使我回到天父面前。每当我拿起这杯，我感谢你，我的耶稣，你把血洗净我的罪，使我永远与罪隔绝。谢谢你为我死在十架上，破碎与生命的欲望安全。我感恩我敬拜的意志和自由都因你那救赎的恩典。
谢谢你，
谢谢你为我死在十架上，破碎的生命得以完全。我感恩我敬拜的意志的自由都因你那救赎的恩典。
Let's all stand. Let's all receive together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Through Jesus, you received us as your children.Through Jesus' blood and body, we're in partaking your
salvation.
So we are united because of it. May you help us. So we can witness as a fellowship of love.So we are all member of So as we express our love among your people, your name is glorified. May you bless us. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
我们唱三一颂 Shall we all stand? 让我们起立
今天在主里面欢迎弟兄姐妹跟朋友在我们当中 I'd like to welcome all of you in our lost in this morning、我想先用一点时间欢迎这次在我们当中的朋友 I'd like to spend the time to welcome any visit with us the first time、我想特别今天想介绍一下、从 LA 过来、 还有你牧师跟一些弟兄姐妹一起过来，我给时间给他们，可以介绍一下他们自己。We'd like to give the time to Pastor Lee and some of the brothers who come to visit us from LA. We'll give the time to introduce themselves. So, 你牧师可以请你们介绍一下你们。OK， 好，欢迎你们。好，谢谢你。好，昨天李牧师他们昨天来到我们当中，与我们这边也是带领弟兄姐妹有一些很好时间分享关于这个学生工作，感谢主把他们带到我们当中。So yesterday actually, Pastor Lee and the brothers that came from LA, and we had a real good time to share about the student work in the church, just sharing our experience. So thank you for bringing us them up here yesterday. 我想不晓得在右边有没有第一次在我们当中的朋友 ，Is anyone not?On the right-hand side, with us for the first time. 在中间，我想第一次在中朋友，好，请